In a faraway kingdom, a long time ago, when bedtime drew near, the prince shouted, "No!" The queen tucked her son in a quilt made of silk. The cook brought him cookies, the maid brought hot milk. Though everyone tried hard to make the prince sleep, the harder they tried, the more he would weep. "This cannot go on," said the king. "I am sure that somebody somewhere knows some sort of cure." So the next day he sent forth a royal request, to the north, to the south, to the east, and the west. "If anyone knows how to make the prince rest, please come at once to the royal address." The first to arrive was a bearded physician, who promised his medicine would cure the condition. The prince closed his lips as tight as could be. "It's good," said his mother, "taste it and see." But the prince shook his head and pulled up the cover. The doctor said, "Watch, I'll give some to your mother." The queen took a spoonful. She said sweetly, "Delicious." She yawned and was instantly sleepy. The courtiers then followed their queen's fine example. They each took one sip, and that one sip was ample. They all licked their lips. It's so sweet. Then, quick as a wink, they all fell asleep, except for the prince, who heard them all snoring and said with disgust, "How perfectly boring!" The next night, 5 dancers arrived with musicians. "We'll dance till he's tired. Come, take your positions." The signal was given, the dancers began. Some say they danced, but really, they ran around in a circle, first left and then right. They whirled and they twirled well into the night. They danced through the castle till 4:15, when the king cried, "Enough, my feet are too sore." Then all of them groaned and collapsed on the floor, except for the prince, who begged, "Let's dance some more." The next to arrive at the old castle gate was a mustached magician in high hat and cape. "Your grace," he announced, "with your kind permission, my hypnotic spells can cure this condition."
"Proceed," the king yawned. "Do what you can."
"I'll start with some tricks," the magician began. With a wave of his hand and a whisper of words, he brought forth from nowhere a flurry of birds, a bouquet of roses, a rabbit, of course, and last but not least, he brought forth a horse.
"A horse in the castle!" the queen screamed. "No more!"
"Guards," called the king, "show him the door."
"Oh, wise," the prince cried, "can I have a ride?" The next night at bedtime, the prince got a present, a feather-down quilt stuffed with feathers of pheasant. "Sire," said the peasant who brought him the present, "the prince cannot sleep in a bed that's unpleasant. Try this, little boy, it's as soft as new snow. You'll drift off to dreamland, you'll love it, I know." The prince was so happy he jumped in head first. He jumped in so hard that the feather quilt burst.
"Achoo!" whooshed the king.
"Achoo!" sniffed the queen. It took them all morning to get the place clean. But the prince was so tickled he giggled all night. He laughed and he laughed at the ludicrous sight. Night after night they tried to amuse him. Night after night there was endless confusion. Jugglers tried juggling, jesters made gestures, learned professors made countless conjectures, nurse sang a lullaby, cook baked a cake. But alas, the small prince still stayed wide awake. Then one windy night, it was long after 8, an old woman came to the great palace gate. "Your majesties, please," she curtsied quite low, "I'll get him to sleep if you'll just stop this show."
"What do you do? Do you dance? Can you sing? What's in your bag? What did you bring?"
"Of course I can dance, and I do love to sing. But for bedtime," she said, "I have the very best thing." Reaching into her basket, she pulled out a book and said to the prince, "I'll read while you look." But where are the pictures? He asked in surprise.
You'll see them, she said, if you just close your eyes.
So that's what he did. He shut his eyes tight, and soon after that, fell asleep for the night.